Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
So we are in Lent and last week we talked about preparing ourselves, about changing direction. And we said that we would be talking about different areas of our lives that we want to focus on. We can say, hey, for this week, my focus is, well, this week it's speech. Next week will be something else. And so just slowly, each week, we can go, hey, am I living up to what God wants me to
be like? It's like attacking a few areas in your life that you need to revisit often, at least once a year, if not more, to see if you're on the right track, to see what the Holy Spirit might be sharing with you about your attitudes, your behaviours.
Yeah.
And Lent is a wonderful time to do it.
That's it. So this week, we're all talking about our speech and our language and how when we use our words, well, it means something.
How often has our words got us into trouble?
Yeah.
Not meaning to even.
Yeah, sometimes not meaning to.
No.
Other times maybe we've been very purposeful in what we've said.
Yeah, and been mean.
And been harsh.
Yes.
How often, unfortunately, women have a reputation for being people who gossip.
Yes.
And so how often do our words where we're talking about someone else in ways that we shouldn't be sharing, how often does that hurt other people?
And so sometimes it can be deliberate.
Mm.
Other times it can be a habit that we've got ourselves into. Like, do you mind if I just share that?
Yeah, go for it.
From Proverbs. And I've always... I can't say I enjoyed this proverb, but I've always felt like that is so true. So it's like a fool who shoots flaming arrows into the air and accidentally kills someone is like someone who tricks a person and says, I was only joking.
Mm.
Not deliberate, mucking around. Or mucking around habit-wise, they just always, you know, have the joke, like a negative joke on someone, you
know. Put someone down.
Yes. And as if it's funny.
Mm.
I don't like it when you go to comedy shows and
They call it a roasting. You know, sometimes they do that.
It's such negative humour.
Mm.
No, but it goes too far, way too far. Mm. It's not like best friends really mucking around and they're both laughing at each other.
Mm.
And what, your excuse was, I was only joking.
Mm. Well, we know sometimes that kind of adding on that line, I was only joking.
Can really, really hurtful.
It really hurts. But sometimes they weren't only joking, but they're trying to disguise it as a joke.
Yes.
And so just at this time of Lent, we can really be thinking, so what do my words say to other people? What do they say about me? Because our words also say something about our heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the scripture that says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so when you're speaking... what is it saying about your heart?
But I always remember my mum saying, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. So it's got to be positive and upbuilding and uplifting.
Mm.
You know, there's a time when I guess parents, they're disciplining their children, so they're stating facts or saying, hey, your behaviour here isn't good or whatever. But they're not attacking you. They're trying to say, this area needs improving.
Mm, mm.
You know, look at it as more of an encouraging way.
Mm.
And I know sometimes we as parents, in our anger, in our tiredness, in our frustration, sometimes don't come across quite like that.
Yeah.
Our anger comes out in what we say and how we do it.
Mm.
But hopefully we are man enough or woman enough to go and apologise later and say, oh, I'm sorry, I was a bit harsh on you then.
Mm.
I need, you know, what I needed to say was correct, but I shouldn't have done it quite like that.
Mm. Makes me think of the scripture that you shared during our heartbeat, which was in James chapter 1, verse 19, where it says, you must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, for your anger does not produce God's righteousness. that part where it's like, okay, we need to be quick to listen and slow to speak. How often do some of our conversations end up in, let's say, arguments or disagreements because we've been too quick to speak?
Yes.
Or we haven't been...
too quick to judge.
Yeah, so we haven't taken the time to say, well, what did that person really mean when they were saying those words?
Well, they often say... in a relationship, and I'm talking especially about a marriage relationship, they often say that you should say to them, when you said this, it really hurt me, but what did you mean by, what did you really mean by that? Like, so it's not you're attacking the other person, but you're saying your words weren't nice, but did you mean it like that or not?
Because they may not have.
No.
And how many miscommunications
we interpret it differently.
That.
Yes.
That's right, because we're all coming from our own family, bringing upbringings, experiences.
Yes.
And so just that being slow to speak is an important thing at times. And you even suggested, you know, count to 10 before you say anything, just to take that moment to say, how am I going to react here? What's the best way? You also shared later there's a scripture where it talks about it's essentially it's going to our integrity, and it talks about we need to bridle our tongues, in the sense of if we're not careful, we as Christians who say that we're Christians, but if we don't have words that portray that, if we do speak harshly to
people, we'll just be like anyone else in the world.
Well, we're being hypocritical.
No different. Yep.
And so what do your words say about your integrity? Do they match who you say you are, what you say you believe about? Because if we think about who God is loving, he is kind, he is merciful. Do my words reflect that?
But then we are also human. So if you do fall into the trap or do wrong by saying the wrong thing, hopefully then you go to the person, fix up the relationship, whatever it might need to happen. Say, I'm sorry, I was too harsh in that regard. Please forgive me. Because that alone speaks of being a Christian. We're only human. But don't use that as an excuse. Oh, I'm only human, I'll make mistakes.
Yeah.
Go still fix up what you can fix up.
Now, the book of James is really the book that you've based the heartbeat on, because it does talk so much about our words, our speech. And again, if you go further on, you shared about in the book of James, it actually says, anyone who makes no mistakes in speaking is perfect, able to keep the whole body in check with a bridle. Like, isn't that amazing to think that if we had our speech, no mistakes, if we had it just right, then we would be perfect.
So we have not an excuse, but we have a reason why we're not perfect in everything that we say.
Yeah. It also goes on to say it keeps the whole body in check. So it's amazing. Like, here now we're talking about self-control. If I think sometimes about my words, like just before we're talking about being slow to speak, there's an element of self-control we need. And that makes me then think of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Because the Holy Spirit, or the fruit, one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is self-control. That if we have the Holy Spirit living in us, we can ask the Holy Spirit to help us take control of our words. Because for some of us, this is going to be a weakness.
This is the hard area.
This is difficult. And every other week that we're going to talk about, you're like, oh, I've got that, you know, all
I've
sorted.
Got no problem there. This is the one that I struggle with.
And so maybe you just want to spend the rest of Lent thinking about your speech.
Yes.
You know, maybe for some of us when we come to a topic, you're going to be like, yeah, this is me. This is just what I've got to, you know, focus on. But when we have that self-control over our words, then we can have it on the rest of our body as well. So that's just really important. The next thing I was thinking is we don't want to be inconsistent in our speech, which just goes really back to what I was saying about integrity. We don't want to be able to say that we live one way and then our words not portray that.
We want to be who we are.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's, again, though, taking it to prayer and saying, Holy Spirit, help me in this area. I want to be who I say I am. I want to be who you say I am. And it's going to be a big learning curve, and so often for the rest of your life. You know, we're not perfect, but some of us are more perfect than others or have got this area down pat. But it's the Holy Spirit is going to guide us and give us the strength, give us the, don't talk like that. You know, the little
oh, yeah. Whispering. The conscience voice.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. So the weekly challenge this week is to be slow to speak.
And well to listen.
Well to listen. Quick, is it quick to listen? I think it is, isn't it? Yeah. Quick to listen, slow to speak. But really is to focus on your speech and how do your words portray who you are.
Yeah, or whoever you want to be too.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're always trying to hopefully attain, this is how I'd like to be. I'd like to be the most kindest person, yeah, or most wise person. Mm. Well, the wise person then holds their tongue, mm, thinks about what they're going to say, mm, says things wisely.
Mm.
Yeah.
Our words uplifting.
Yes.
Do they give life to people?
That's right. Yeah. Does it give life?
Mm. So we hope that that has really blessed you, and we pray that you are having a wonderful Lent, and we look forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.